Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Getting your day started.
The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
A movie or something comes out and you see all these like spoiler free reviews of movies or places and things and stuff like that. That's what we're going to give you right now of the Encore Boston Harbor Casino, because last night the Get Up Crew's own Melissa and Leroy were invited to a what they call a soft opening.
Yes.
Of the Encore Boston Harbor.
In other way described as, let's get out the kinks
with
these people before we actually open on Sunday.
So
they were just working out a lot of, you know.
Like a run-through dress rehearsal.
Yeah, yes, pretty much.
You got a tour of the place.
Mm-hmm.
They let you eat in one of the restaurants.
Yes.
They let you spend your money in the casino.
Yes.
Now,
spend / lose? We'll find out.
Well, here's what we're going to do here. So we're going to do Melissa's perspective on the Encore Boston Harbor. And then we're going to do Leroy's perspective on Melissa, because Leroy doesn't know Melissa's history. And if you don't know Melissa's history, she's a bit of a gambleholic. And when I say bit of a gambleholic, she's a hardcore gambleholic. Like, she goes...
Listen.
Right there.
She's trying to defend herself. That's to be determined. I think you're being a little harsh.
Really? I've been to casinos with you. Melissa walks through. She hears the ding, 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 ding. Her eyes light up. And she can't focus. Look at it. She's thinking about it right now.
They have some great machines at Encore.
Yeah. So you got... Well, what time did you end up leaving,
okay,
first
so
of all?
The soft opening, technically the soft opening was supposed to be an hour. Like it said your ticket is valid from 5 to 6. You can go in, you can play, you can eat, and then whatever. But didn't realize that it started at like 3 and it was going till midnight.
Oh, God.
So it went till midnight last night.
And you were there too?
I got there right at 3 and I was like, I thought it was going to be over early. So I'm like, let me get there right at 3. I want the whole experience. But then I find out after I get there that it's going till midnight. And I was like, oh, okay. That's perfect.
Midnight it is.
I can go drive home 15 minutes to my house, sleep for a couple hours, come right to work. And that's what I did.
So you were there till midnight.
Oh, yeah.
From the legit opening to the closing.
Oh, yeah.
That's
oh, yeah.
beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
So what do you think?
Beautiful.
It was beautiful?
It's Boston is not ready for this type of establishment. That's how amazing it is. It's if you've been to Vegas and you know just how glamorous Vegas is, it is like having a piece of Vegas in Everett. Like, that's how nice it is. Everything, it's obviously, it's brand new. I'm talking everything from the elevators to the wall, I mean, to the tiles on the floors.
Yeah.
To the bathrooms.
Okay.
The bathrooms were worthy of pictures.
She's talking around stuff. I hate your perspective. Leroy, can we get your perspective on Melissa?
Well,
she's acting like she spent half the time in the bathroom and touring the place. You know you were in the casino 90% of that 9 hours.
Let me start off by this, all right? Saying this. Melissa, I wouldn't be a good friend, and no one would be a good friend if they don't tell their friend the truth, right? Even if it hurts. Even if it hurts.
Yes.
Melissa is a mess.
Really?
A pure mess. All right, so when I pulled up, I got there about 3:45. I was taking my time, no big rush. I get there, and I'm walking around the corner, and Melissa sees me. She celebrates like the Super Bowl was just won. It wasn't because I was there.
No,
it was like, we're about to go in.
Yeah.
Finally, this dude is here. Leroy! I was like, okay, all right. But you know how she's a little bit extra, you know,
right.
Regardless. I didn't think much of it.
Not really.
So we get inside, and we're getting this tour. Melissa would
Shout out
not,
to my girl, Krista.
Yes. Krista was great. Unfortunately, Melissa would not shut up and let Krista give us the tour.
Actually, now that you say that, you're probably right.
Oh, I mean.
Because I was asking a lot of questions. I was curious. I wanted to know.
Did you wait for the answers, though?
No, she didn't.
Kinda.
She would walk by certain games. Oh, my God. I love that game. Oh, my God. I love that game. Oh, my God. I love that game.
Leroy.
Squirrel.
Oh. Leaving out the parts where I was asking if there was a concert venue inside, which found out there is. You know,
because that's why you're going.
I mean,
I love how Melissa thinks that she got this tour and was just like checking everything out, but in reality, she was focused on one thing.
Krista, right?
Yes.
All right. So then, at one point, she says, "Hey, let's go get something to eat from the or some coffee or whatever." Man, you should have saw the face of Melissa. She looked at us like she rolled her eyes and was like, "Cause she
wanted coffee." I'm like, "What? But we went to a casino to get coffee."
No, we were bonding. We were having a great time.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, "Yo, I only got 9 hours."
Right. She kicked us. She kicked us to the curb, man, and went on the gamble. We went to get whatever. Long story short, man, it got to one point we were playing. Well, she was playing. I wasn't. Was it three card poker?
3-card poker. I was trying to teach Leroy how to play.
Right. Now, you got to understand, I'm a virgin when it comes to this casino life.
Yeah.
I almost had a heart attack when Melissa was throwing down $100 bills like they were nothing.
Listen.
What?
No. Yo. Listen, he's being a little extra.
Am I? A little bit.
Leroy says to me, right? I've never gambled really at a casino before. I'm a virgin gambler. How much money should I take out of the ATM?
Yep.
And my first thought, anybody who's a gambler knows, my first thought is like, okay, couple $100, no big deal. Leroy almost had a heart attack.
Exactly.
I'm like, Leroy, what do you expect me to do? Spend $20?
Exactly. It's not gonna happen. $20, $40.
No!
If I lose it, I lose
no!
it. I couldn't believe the freedom she had to just give the money away. Now, we get towards the end of the night. Okay. Well, the end of my night.
He's being way too extra.
8:30, right? Because I'm like, we got to get up early.
Yeah.
Some game, hearts of whatever.
More hearts.
There you go. More hearts.
That's one of my favorite slots.
She makes like $500. So I'm like, cool.
And that's when you should leave.
She's good. Yep. I say, listen.
Who wants to leave right when you win?
I say, hey.
Winners.
I go, look, Melissa, I'm about to leave. Now, I've heard the story, so I'm like, are you going to be okay? She says, yeah, I'm going to be okay. I'm only going to stay for about another hour. Folks, that was 8:30. And what I realized this morning is that you lied to me. Because in the beginning,
I didn't lie. I just didn't reveal the entire truth.
You said earlier, just a few minutes ago, that when you found out that you could be there until 12, in your mind, you said, all right, I'm here until 12.
Absolutely.
So why did you tell me you was going to leave an hour after 8:30?
Because she lied.
Because.
She's a gambleholic.
I didn't want you to worry about me, Leroy.
This is not going to end
not,
well.
It's not. No.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.